Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. It's like blank parchment. A new year dawns with no written history. What happens then is known but to God. It makes a lot of sense to allow God to order our steps in the uncertain days ahead. Today, you'll learn how to let God call the shots in your life, and no one can do it better. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we shine a lamp on the road ahead. Here is Dr. Lutzer with Just Let God Lead.
Our daughter Lisa has sent applications to a number of universities and schools, and she's being accepted by them. What's confusing to her is she does not know which one she should attend. It has to do with this thing that we call God's will. Be easier, you know, if you sent in three applications and were only accepted in one school. But when you've got three or four or five, then it becomes more difficult. Some of you don't know whether or not you should get married, and you've been in a relationship, and sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off, and that's very normal. It's only as proof that you're very human. Problem is, yours has been going on for 7 years, and it's about time that you made up your mind, I would suggest. But you don't know God's will, right? You're given a job offer, and it seems reasonable enough, and it's in the South where it's warmer, and you'd like to go, and you've got some relatives that live in the north. That's another reason why you think that it might be nice to go to the south. But you're not sure about God's will. You may have illness, and you don't know what kind of medical treatment to have. After all, we have so many options. And you don't know what is God's will. This elusive thing that we keep calling the will of God. Don't you wish that at the beginning of every year, God would send us a day timer with every day laid out? You simply go through it and you flip through it and you know day after day what it is you're supposed to do. And it would be even better if every single appointment and every single decision that you have ever been asked to participate in would already be written out, and then you could just do it. Be easier. But you know, I think that God even has something better than that, though it does require some faith. But oh, how we wish that he would just come down from heaven and say, "This is the will of God." Well, we're going to talk about that will today. And I want to begin with five presuppositions that are going to govern everything that I have to say. Five presuppositions, five underlying truths that will support everything else. Number one, God is willing to guide us. God is willing to guide us. He really is willing to guide us. I know that that's hard to accept because we've all been in situations in which it is as if God has folded his hands in heaven and says, "You've got four options. I dare you to choose the right one. I just dare you." And so what we'd like to do is to read his diary and get out a magnifying glass and see what the fine print has to say. And we'd like to peer into the mysterious hidden resources and recesses of the Almighty's mind. But the will of God is a mystery that is wrapped in an enigma, we say to ourselves. And now we're supposed to find it. Easier to find a needle in a haystack. Well, I want you to know today that God is willing to guide you. God is willing to guide you. He's not playing hide and seek. He's not trying to play hard to get. He does not delight in our confusion. It was Archbishop Trench who said that regarding prayer. He says, "Prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance, but laying hold of God's highest willingness." So get over this idea that God is reluctant to guide. He is not reluctant to guide you. Second presupposition is that God is able to guide you. See, it'd be one thing if he'd be willing, but then he'd be incapable of doing it. God has so many different ways that he can guide us that it's just unbelievable. He can close a door. He can open a door. He can give you peace. He can give you unrest. He can lead you to people who give you ideas and people who can give you wisdom. And he can work out all these things according to the counsel of his own will. In my experience, I've often been guided by God, though I have been totally unconscious of it. I've been guided specifically by God when I haven't even prayed for guidance. I was just doing what you're supposed to do, and you're guided by God. Because most of the will of God is that clear. Some of you have heard this story before, but I should tell it at least every 5 years. A year before I became the pastor of Moody Church, which now is 17 years ago, I was coming here and dropped my family off. We had never attended here before, and you know the story of how that man, I can still see him today with his hand in his pocket. It was clear to me he was getting his keys out, and he was walking across the street, and I waited for him to get a parking space. And he drove out and I backed in. Have you ever had the difficulty of finding a parking space not around Moody Church? Have you? Don't you know that that's the will of God? Why don't you rejoice when that happens? You say, this is God. This is proof that he wants me here. We usually think the opposite, don't we? But anyway, then I came in and Pastor Wiersbe saw me in the lobby as I was trying to find my wife and kids because we had never been here before. And he said, I'm sick. I'm on my way home. Will you preach for me this morning? And I preached that morning, and I've been preaching here almost every morning ever since. That was a very important piece in God's leadership and guidance. But I was unconscious of being guided. I was just doing like everybody does, looking for a parking place. But God said, I'm going to guide you. My life has had those kinds of I spies, and yours has too. My situation is not unique. You can look back and you can say, yes, God was there, though I didn't know it. I sometimes have felt like Jacob. I was in the presence of the Lord and didn't know it. That's a second presupposition. God has many different ways to guide us. He is capable of it. Third, God's priority isn't, first of all, our happiness. Our happiness isn't his first priority. What he's interested in is what is best for us and not necessarily what makes us the happiest. Now, there's another way in which we could say that certainly there is no place to be as happy as within the will of God. But what I'm trying to say is that sometimes the will of God is very difficult. And sometimes it involves death. You think of the martyrs over there in first century Rome or in this century, and you find out that the will of God for them was to die young. One day Jesus said to the disciples, he said, I want you to get into this boat and I want you to go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Were they in the will of God? Oh, were they in the will of God? Wouldn't you like to have that kind of guidance? Jesus talking to you and saying, get in that boat and go across this sea. Couldn't get any clearer than that. Finally, you've got the guidance that you've always been looking for. It's the daytimer, right? And right smack in the middle of the will of God, in obedience to Christ, they encounter the greatest storm that they've ever experienced. I want you to know today that just because you are having difficulties does not mean that you are outside of the will of God. Just because you have a job you don't like doesn't mean that that isn't God's place for you. Moses had a job he didn't like for 40 years. And it was God's place for him. Just because you're struggling in your marriage, that doesn't mean you married the wrong one. You see, sometimes in the will of God, there are difficulties. So it's not always easy. It's not always easy. Presupposition number four is a little more difficult to accept, and that is that ordinarily, God does not show us his will until we're willing to do it. Ah, that's the catch. Ordinarily, God does not show us his will until we're willing to do it. You see, most of us look at the will of God this way. We say, well, God, so you have a will. Fine. Tell me what it is, and then I'll decide whether or not I'm going to do it. We do it a little bit like we do it on a job search. If you have a number of different options, you know, what you want to know is what the salary is. You want to know what the benefits are. You want to know what perks come along with it. And you want to have them fax all that material to you. And then you negotiate a little bit and you encircle some of this and say, I'd like to have this changed and this changed. And then they give you a final offer and you write back and say, I don't think yet I've had your best offer. And that's why we wish God would do it. Lord, show me your will And if I like it, I'll do it. And God says, no. What you have to do is to do this a little differently. You agree to do whatever I'm going to show you. You sign on the dotted line, and then you let me fill it in. And that's the difficulty with us. We don't like to do it that way. But ordinarily, God does not show us his will until we are willing to do it. He doesn't guide us unless we are willing to be guided first. And finally, the will of God is a lot clearer than most of us think. We think that it is this mystery wrapped in an enigma. But actually, so much of the will of God is clear. It's only sometimes there are some big decisions, true, where we wrestle with, but most of life is very clear. In fact, the Bible has a lot to say about God's will, and a lot of things are clearer than we would like to believe. It's just that we struggle with giving up control of our lives. That's the problem. But there's so much that is clear. In fact, by the time this message is over, you'll know exactly what to do. Exactly. You won't be able to leave here today and say, well, you know, he preached, but he didn't tell us what to do. Today, you're going to find out exactly what to do. And I don't want anybody coming up to me afterwards and saying, you know, it was a nice message, but I don't know what to do. No, if this was a nice message, then you know exactly what you're supposed to do. All that you need to do is to get on with it. That's the agreement. So you hang in for the next 15 or 20 minutes. The passage of Scripture that we're going to look at is Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Jesus is in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. And someday I'm going to preach a message entitled, The Sermon on the Mount. That's before we have an offering. But this is the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is in the middle of it, and he says these words. And he's talking about prayer, but certainly this includes guidance. Isn't that what a lot of our prayers are all about, is guidance? Christ says, ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. It's very clear. What Jesus says, first of all, is he says, I want you always to learn to ask. You ask. So those of you who are confused with God's will because you don't know what to do, I begin by asking you, have you asked?
Well, this is Pastor Lutzer. And of course, in order to know exactly what you're supposed to do, as I put it in the message, you are going to have to tune in to Running to Win next time, so that you can hear this message in its entirety. Now, all of us know that the new year is just around the corner. And you know, the older I get, the more quickly time goes by. New Year's resolutions are easy to make and also easy to break. Make a resolution this time that you can keep. I hope that you resolve to read at least a chapter every single day in God's holy word. God bless you. See you right here next time.
That was Dr. Erwin Lutzer with part one of A Look Ahead in Dependence on the Will of God. Tomorrow, you'll hear more of Just Let God Lead. Running to Win is all about helping you understand God's roadmap for your race of life. Just Let God Lead can be yours on CD as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.